What an awesome God we have. Well, we had a vision for 1,000 souls in Tulsa. We had a vision for 1,000 souls in Minnesota. And I got a call this afternoon from Minnesota. They went out last night from about 6 o'clock to like 9 o'clock. And then today they met at the church at 11 o'clock, same time we did. And they went out straight through to 4 o'clock. And they told me that they prayed with 1,041 people in Minnesota. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I figured we didn't get out last night on the streets until 9 o'clock, so they had a three-hour, you know, push on us. Amen. And we prayed with 869 people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 81 of that was today with the stitches with all the children. But again, children are precious. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? So that's 1,910 souls saved since last night about 6 o'clock. 25 hours, we prayed with almost 2,000 people.
Hallelujah.
See how easy it is and see how ready the people are to receive?
Yeah.
It totally blesses my heart to see all you guys showing up again today. Some of you came last night, you came this morning, and this afternoon you were there, and now you're here again tonight. Well, I tell you what, God will redeem your sleep. He will. I mean, hey, we could all just be tired and just say, well, I don't think I'm going to go out, you know, tonight because I'm tired. I mean, every one of us, hey, praise God, you have done a great job. But you know, I'm still believing for at least 131 more people to get saved tonight. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm believing for 132.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yeah, we'll pray with more than that. I'm just saying at least that. Because God is so faithful to His Word. And the Bible tells us that we're blessed going in the city and blessed coming back. Amen. I'm going to talk a little bit faster tonight so we can get out of here faster. Hallelujah. Whew. Just tell you, His presence is here.
Amen.
The anointing is so strong. It's so awesome to be out there and just sense His presence wherever you go. Today, we had prayed with some people at the Cinco de Mayo, and one guy comes up to me and he goes, who gave you permission to do this? He was a Spanish guy. I said, Dios. He said, no, you can't do it no more. You can't hand out literature in here. I says, okay, I won't hand out literature in here, sir. He can't tell me I can't talk to people. I never used the tract after that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kept my word to him. Said I wouldn't hand out literature. Didn't. But the Holy Ghost. People were saved.
Amen.
Boy, that music was loud. Devil's crazy. That's how the world is. Just loud. I remember one time I was at this church. It was called Disciples Ministry. And the pastor was preaching on, you know, the devil's the author of confusion. And they had like six outlets here. And he had six boom boxes. And he turned them all out at once. Isn't that amazing? 1 Corinthians 14, it says, there's many voices in the world, none of them without significance. Amen. There's a lot of voices in the world. There's voices that tell people, hey, if you go to church, you're okay. If you get sprinkled, you're okay. If you get confirmed, you're okay. It's all the good things that you do, you know. But isn't it good that we can't earn it? Isn't it good that we can tell these people we can't earn it? It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Father, I just come to you tonight in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. And I thank you for this church. It is a world outreach, Lord. But it also is a city outreach, too. And we just thank you and praise you for Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we just lift up this city. I lift up this congregation, these pastors, Pastor Mark and Pastor Janet. Brazil, Lord, I just thank you and praise you for the fire, God, in this assembly here today. I just thank you, Lord, if one person catches this fire, this church will never be the same.
Amen.
And this city will never be the same. And Lord, you said the disciples turned the cities upside down. Just a few people turned a whole city, turned cities upside down. We just thank you that this church and these people will continue to turn Tulsa upside down. And Lord, you said in your word, if any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. If any man minister, let him minister with the ability that God gives, that God through Jesus Christ will be glorified in everything that's said and done in this place and also out in the streets of Tulsa tonight. And Lord, I thank you that I decrease, that you'd increase within me. And I thank you for the hearers tonight and the doers. And we will be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. This morning I talked about the sermon I had called the 5 A's of evangelism. God gave us an assignment, Matthew 28:18-19. Mark 16, verses 15 through 20. He's given us an assignment. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. He hath made us able ministers, so he's given us his ability, his assignment, his ability. Luke 10:19, he's given us his authority. Amen. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, above all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he's given us his anointing, but the unction which you have received of him. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're anointed, we're appointed tonight. There's divine appointments tonight. God's going to appoint us where to go and where not to go. Amen. And the last A was make yourselves available, like Isaiah said. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And that's very simple. Well, tonight I'm going to talk to you about the four P's of evangelism. Four P's of evangelism. Very important. First of all, I said this morning that prayer is the most important thing for this ministry. Amen? Amen. See, Jesus prayed and then he went. So we have to pray before we go. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8, it says, ask of me and I'll give you the heathen for thine inheritance. In the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. So we ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. So we ask for the souls of men. We've asked for 1,000 people to be saved this weekend. And we're going to go over that total tonight. Because we've asked. He said you have not because you ask not. A lot of churches don't ask for souls. So they don't get souls. They ask for money, they get money. Hallelujah. Whatever you ask, believing, the Bible said, you shall receive. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. We talked about last night, having your condominium, picture of your condominium, picture of your Cadillac, and picture of your cousin. Hallelujah. The three C's, huh? Condominium, Cadillac, and cousin. Hallelujah. God will bless you. Whatever you ask for, believing, if it pertains to the Word of God, and souls sure do. And prosperity sure does. It's not wrong to have things. It's wrong when things have you. And there's a lot of Christians. They're in a ditch today. They are. And it's so sad. It just grieves my heart. They keep saying, money cometh to me now all the time. And I'm believing for that myself. But that's not the most important thing. You can't take money with you. You can take souls with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it takes money to go on mission trips. You all know that. You go to a mission school and, you know, missionary church and everything else. We all know that too. It takes money. Praise God for money. Hallelujah. But thank God for the anointing. Thank God. I was sharing this morning about there's different offices in the body of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, it says he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. It says, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the work of the ministry. Well, tonight we're going to do the work of an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. A pastor wants to shepherd those sheep. As soon as those people get born again, they want to preach to them. I know I've taken pastors out with me because that's their calling. And it's hard for them to sit back sometimes when someone just receives Christ and, hey, we'll see you later. I'll see you in heaven if I don't see you here. And a pastor's sitting there, well, bless God, let's tell them more. But tonight, Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. And see, I never used to share this, but the Holy Ghost gave this to me to tell pastors that because they go out with me. And I took Pastor Tim Gilligan out with me from Ocala, Florida, and Pastors Mark and Brenda Thomas from Hayward, California on the street. And they wanted to just continue, you know, and I said, come on, let's go. There's more out here because that's my call. I want to make sure everybody gets saved, and they want to make sure everybody gets fed. But when we're only out there for an hour, I want to talk to as many people as I can talk to. And so do you. To plant that incorruptible seed. Amen. Some people, you go by the Spirit of God. I'm not saying you're insensitive and you don't take time for people. But I'm just talking. The devil will have people, Christians, come up and start talking to you. Taking your time. You're only out there for an hour and a half. And the Christians will come up and talk to you. They go to this Rhema Bible Training Center and, hey, they're glad to see us out there. I say, hey, I'm glad you are glad to see us. Hey, why don't you join us? If not, would you please pray for me? I got to go. See you later. Because the devil will even use Christians to stop you from witnessing. He'll use other people. He'll have people ask you questions. 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, avoid questions that gender strife. Amen. Well, what do you think about being baptized in the name of Jesus only? Well, what do you think about being filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? Well, I just know whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise God. Thief on the cross, he wasn't baptized. Thief on the cross, he wasn't speaking in tongues. But I'm not here to argue with you. If you believe that, praise God, go ahead and believe it. I remember one time I was on a street down in Minneapolis, and I had just led three people to Christ. And these Jesus-only people came up to me, and they said, "You can't just say a prayer with those people. They're not really going to heaven." I said, "Who told you that?" Amen. I gave them Romans 10:13. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then I asked them, "Furthermore, can I ask you guys a question? Have you ever led anybody to the Lord?" And they shut up. "Oh, they got to be baptized in the name of Jesus," they said. "Oh," I said, "oh, really? Say I just met you somewhere tonight on the street, and I said a sinner's prayer with you, and you got born again. You turned around, walked across the street, and a truck hit you. And I said to these three people, are you telling me that person's going to hell?" "Yeah, they're going to hell because they weren't baptized in water and they weren't baptized in the name of Jesus," they said. Isn't that crazy? But none of them witness. They don't witness. The UPC, United Pentecostal Church, they never witnessed to me until after I got saved. And then I got baptized in water, and I met this one brother come up to me at the post office. I worked there for years. He never told me to get born again. Never told me how I could get saved. But after I did get saved, I decided I was going to get baptized in water. Praise God. And I got baptized in water February 19th, 1982. And I remember coming back to the post office. I went up to him and I said, "Hey, Richard," because I knew he was a Christian. I said, "I got baptized over the weekend." He goes, "Were you baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Or the name of Jesus?" I said, "Father, Son, Holy Ghost?" He goes, "You're getting closer, Nick." Isn't that amazing? Thank God they don't witness. Hallelujah. The first P is pray.
Amen.
We have to pray before we go out. The Bible says in Matthew 12:29, "Bind the strong man that you may spoil his goods." We bind that stinking, rotten devil, the defeated foe. Hallelujah. Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago. We defeat him every day of our life.
Amen.
People that do this ministry, he hates us so much. I mean, he hates all people. But people are doing the... A lot of people tell me the devil's not bothering them. I say, "What are you doing for God?" I took one lady out with me one time on the street, her and another person. We went out on the street. She came up to me after, and she said, "Man, that changed my life. That was the best... That's the best time I ever had in my life, Pastor Nick. I'm coming out every Monday." I've never seen her since, except for at church. She came up to me one day, and she says, "You know, Pastor Nick, ever since I went out on the streets with you, man, I had migraine headaches. I figured I'm not going no more. Man, ever since I quit going, I don't have no more headaches." Yeah, you don't have no more headaches. Let's give a devil a headache tonight. Let's kick him in the teeth.
Amen.
He walks about seeking whom he may devour, it says. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. He's a wimp. He's defeated. The body of Christ has made him bigger than God. They talk more about the devil than they do Jesus Christ. "Oh, you don't know what the devil's doing. You don't know what the devil's doing. He did this. He did that. He did this." Well, I know what God did. I know what he's doing in my life. Praise
Amen.
God. Why don't you come out and see what God's doing?
Amen.
Quit talking about what the stinking devil's doing.
Amen.
See what God's doing. Look what God is doing all around the land. Huh? He's doing a lot. Can you imagine? 869 people.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Families getting born again.
Hallelujah.
Today I talked, this morning again, I talked about distractions. I talked about you ready to lead someone to Christ, the baby starts crying. That happened today. Didn't it, Mike? Happened for him. Did it happen for you? Happened for you. Three people. See, the Spirit of God spoke it out. Hallelujah. And I just said, sit back patiently and wait till the baby's crying, done crying and everything, and just pray with the people. Because a lot of times, years ago, I would have just left, "Well, I got to get going." I'd give them the track. Read that later, you know, pray. No, I'm going to wait till the kid starts, quits crying. Hallelujah. Dogs barking. I talked about dogs barking. I talked about phones ringing. Everything that the Spirit of God spoke about happened today. People are ready to get born again. The phone rings. "Oh, I got to go. I got to get going here, you know. I got to go to work." You wouldn't believe the people in Minneapolis. We're walking on the street and they're looking at their watch. "Oh, my bus is coming. My bus is coming," or whatever. "I got to get going." I said, "Can I walk with you?" And I start walking with them down the street. And they say, "I don't have no time." They're looking at their watch. I says, "Hey, I got it. Only takes a minute, sir." "Oh, okay." I sit there and I talk and I share the gospel with them. They get born again. Then they stay there for 10, 15 minutes. I said, "You see how the devil tried to rob your salvation tonight?"
Yes. Hallelujah.
"Oh, I got to get going. I said, I'll walk with you." I've actually run around a track. At a high school track in North Minneapolis, I ran around a track and led someone to Christ. Run right with them. It's so fun. Get in shape. Hallelujah. It is fun, isn't it? Honestly, if you've had fun in the last day and a half, raise your hand today. I want to ask another question. If you think your life's been changed, really, you can sense it in your heart. Raise your hand. If you think you're more bold than you were last night at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock?
Amen.
Almost everybody believes that, don't you?
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? See, I didn't know that. I never thought I could do this. I mean, I came from a dysfunctional home. You kidding me? Father was an alcoholic. My grandfather died of alcoholism. I was an alcoholic. Violence in my home. Thank God for a new creature. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. The Bible said, forget the past. Press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, there's a lot of us been through a lot of stuff. But I tell you what, He got us through it. It says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Every one of them. I tell people in my ministry, some of you are going through something tonight. Don't worry about it. You're going to go through it. You're going to get to the other side. Praise God forever.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, if you didn't have Jesus, though, it's harder. Amen?
Yes.
I went through something real hard about 20 years ago. It was harder. The devil said, kill yourself. Nobody loves you. I was ready to jump in the river. Then I got to the river and I thought, I'm not going to hell for anybody. Now I say, jump in the river with me. I'm going to jump in the river with me.
Hallelujah.
Jumping in the river. The river of life.
Hallelujah.
Sure, he's telling people tonight to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Nobody loves you. Maybe their spouse left them for somebody else. Nobody loves you. Amen? He'll condemn you if you go through a hard time. Hey, your own wife left you. You quit handing out tracts. That's what he says to you. Who do you think you are? See, he's a condemner. He's the accuser of the brethren. You can never do enough. Someone told me today. Falou told me today. He said, Pastor Nick, I pray 2 hours and I hear a voice saying, man, you got to pray more. I read the Bible for an hour a day or something. You got to read the Bible more. I got to go out on the streets every day. I mean, that's how crazy the wimp is.
Amen.
He'll condemn you because you don't go. He'll condemn you because you go. We're not ignorant of his devices, praise God. Thank God for the greater one tonight. So we pray. We praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, it's so powerful. I've been out there before. Someone starts cursing me. They curse me and I just say, oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, that drives the devil nuts. Because he's got to go. See, the Bible said in James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. So when you're praising God, you're resisting the devil and you're lifting your hands to God and you're praising him. God inhabits your praises. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for the blood of Jesus, I say. Hallelujah. It works. Paul said, the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Amen. They're not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Well, I went on the streets last night. Man, I'm really tired. Oh, I'm tired. I'm thinking I'm going to stay home and see. I'm going to watch the Sacramento Kings and see what they're playing. Dallas Mavericks tonight. I think I'm going to watch the basketball game. I'll go to church tomorrow morning. Praise God. Yeah, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. There's no condemnation. But I tell you what, now forget the stupid basketball game. I'm going to go out and see someone get born again, delivered from drugs and alcohol, healed on the street. Man, that does more to me. Amen. See, we're living in the last days. That's why it's so important to do this ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those. Huh? They don't like us. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Thank God religion didn't do nothing for us, did it? Someone asked one of our workers today something about it. I hate religion. They said, so do we.
Amen.
They prayed with them, got born again.
Hallelujah.
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. My sister, she went out there today. She speaks French. We had one French tract with their group. She prayed with the French person to get born again.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
What God can do? That was a divine setup, I'm telling you. So we pray and we praise. We praise the Lord. God inhabits of his praises of his people. Hallelujah. Put on the garment of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of this world, rulers in heavenly places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you might be able to withstand in an evil day. And having done all to stand, standing therefore, having your loins girt about with truth and hallelujah, having on a breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith. You'll quench all the fiery darts of the wicked,
Amen.
It says. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and watch and pray with all prayer and supplication for all the saints. Hallelujah. Then Paul went on to say, and Lord, that I'd open my mouth for utterance, he said. Boldness. Hallelujah. Boldness. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Thank God for his righteousness. I don't think Jesus backed down from anybody, do you? No, he didn't. I told some people that Jesus, last night I believe it was, these young kids at this pickup truck we prayed with. I said, Jesus wasn't meek or weak. He was a strong person. Hallelujah. And you and I have him living inside of us, so we're strong tonight too. We're strong in the Lord.
We are.
Power his might. Put on the whole armor of God, it says. Before you go out there, pray, praise, put on the whole armor of God. And then what happens? You're going to possess the land.
Amen.
You possess the land. We're going to take it tonight. Taking the city. You know, I was just talking to Brother Mike over there about, you know, in Minneapolis we have the Twin Cities. But as soon as we talked about this, the vision, 1,000 here and 1,000 there, the Lord said Twin Cities. We're twins. Tulsa and Minneapolis, St. Paul are twins tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Speaking the same thing. Hallelujah. That's good, isn't it? Speaking the same thing. See, God's not a respecter of persons. You think he's a respecter of churches or a respecter of cities? Not at all. If he can win 500,000 people to Christ in Minneapolis, he can win 500,000 people to Christ in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's good to know, isn't it? Yeah, faith comes by hearing. This church is going to win more and more people than you've ever seen. You've seen a lot, but compared to what you're going to see, you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, you see things overseas, but you're going to start seeing the same thing that you see overseas here.
Hallelujah.
Have that expectancy.
Hallelujah.
Just have that expectancy. Just like you have that expectancy now that God can use you.
Amen.
Man, my group today was awesome. Praise the Lord. I had April and Sister Elizabeth and her husband David were with me. Hallelujah. Pastor Norm went out with me for a while. He had to come back a little bit and go over to Stitches and get a translator and everything. But we're a team, see? It was so awesome. We went over to this apartment building after we left the Cinco de Mayo area because the music was kind of getting to me. And we went over there and, I mean, we prayed with kids on basketball courts.
Hallelujah.
Just so awesome. A little boy, I think his name was Latuan or something. David had prayed with him. And David gave him a little Bible that we give out, the Gideons give out. And we had some with us because we have two Gideons with us. And we gave this little young man, 8 years old, this Bible. And David opened the Bible to Acts chapter 3. And he talked about how Peter and John went up to the beautiful gate and the man who was paralyzed was at the gate. And he started reading this to him, and he says, you know, Latuan, there's many stories in the Bible. It's so exciting to read this.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, he's 8 years old. Wow. We walked over to the basketball court. All his friends are playing basketball. And we look in the steps, and here's this little boy, 8 years old, reading the Bible. He couldn't put it down.
Hallelujah.
We tell people, after we pray that people would be hungry for this
Amen.
When we lead them to Christ. Pray that they get a hunger for righteousness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
They'll get filled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God forever. Do we have anybody here that hasn't been here yet? Anyone? Just one person? Couple people? Praise the Lord. Well, I tell you, I'm preaching myself happy. I'm almost ready to go right now.
Amen.
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 I told you it'd be quicker tonight. We want to get out there on the streets.
Hallelujah.
The angels are getting ready.
Yes, they are.
Thank God they're going before us.
Yes.